This is a slightly longer one-minute message because it's Monday, and I want to give you a little overview of what this week might look like. I have been away for the weekend, and so I'm coming back to a full inbox, of which I have done about two-thirds today. So if you're waiting on an email from me, you may have already heard from me today. You may hear from me tomorrow. We did have crappy weather. Thank you for asking. It rained all one day, and then the second day it was gray but didn't pour rain, so we could do a lot of walking. And not that you care, but thank you for your well wishes. We did also spend a fair amount of time, as I'm sure you did, following what was happening with the hurricane in Florida. I've been getting email updates from my pen pals yesterday and today, letting me know that they're safe. And so if you fall into that category, you can also send me an email and let me know that you are well, and that your parents got moved, and that your dog got moved, and that all of the other variables that needed to happen did happen. If you're also like me, you probably reached a point where you couldn't watch the coverage anymore because it was making you feel wound up, or that there was a sense of something catastrophic that then, thankfully, eased up in terms of the predictions. And then there was this, you know, gigantic sigh of relief, I'm sure, for everybody, not just for me, following this. But we'll use this as a preface then to say that this week you'll be extra specially kind to yourself, because these sorts of things going on in the world, whether you live in Florida or not, are stressful, and they have every potential capacity to wind you up. And so you will watch how much TV you watch. You will read rather than watch videos because they'll wind you up more. You will turn off the television. You will turn away from things that make you feel wacky. And you will drop your shoulders and breathe a bit and relax a bit and remember to be kinder to yourself, no matter where you are in the world, no matter what's happening around you. You could listen to this message any day and it would be the same thing. I might say it every Monday. Should I say it? Every Monday, I'll turn on the microphone and I'll say, please be nice to you today. Okay, goodbye. Coming up this week, there will be two new one-minute messages in addition to this one, so a total of 3 out of 5 days. There will be at least one new email every day, sometimes two. The new class that I'm starting for people who are 200 and more days sober about worth has started its registration today. The class begins next Monday. Topics include different ways that we determine worth, messages that we get from family, how do we construct our own ideas of worth, and going forward, how do we protect our ideas? How do we make these ideas concrete in our own heads? So if you're interested in that, you go to soberlinks.me/worth, soberlinks.me/worth, and you can have a look at that. It's for anybody who's 200 days or more. Otherwise, this week is a relatively regular week, I think. You'll notice that everything that I do seems relatively predictable. Maybe that's a good thing. I mean, launching a new class is not really predictable, but one-minute messages. You'll hear my voice as many times as you want to this week. I'll be sending out two podcasts as well to podcast subscribers. So if you want to hear longer things, or you want to hear my voice more often, you can do that. You can read the blog. That's always free. You can read it online. Oh, and I put up a link to a new photography project, which is a free fun thing that we do where everybody sends in a photo on a certain theme and then we just post them. It's not a contest. A contest would imply that there's a winner. It's a project. It's an opportunity to look at our world differently with new eyes. And so I will put a link in the show notes that accompanies this audio of where you can find it. But if you go to my blog, which you know is tiredofthinkingaboutdrinking.com, and you look at the more recent posts, you'll find a post for the most recent photography project. I think I posted it on Friday of last week. And there's a good 10 days. You have a 10-day deadline to submit your photo. Anybody can submit a photo. You don't have to be a photographer. You don't have to be especially talented. It's more just a project. It's not, like I said, it's not a competition. And if you procrastinate too long and you think, oh, I need to wait for the perfect timing, it won't happen. So just look at the assignment and then go do it, and then you're done. And you'll see that it's funner than you think it is. Especially if you don't fret too much about it. Okay, well, that's it. Anything else you'd like? Any suggestions for what you might like this week? I think the first three suggestions I get, I will seriously consider. Send me an email. Talk to you soon. Okay, goodbye. Happy Monday.